You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reported 41 further COVID-19 related deaths on Saturday as the daily number of cases fell to four figures for the first time in a month. Authorities in the state recorded 7,810 new cases in the most recent reporting period, down from just over 11,000 on Friday. The number of people in hospital dropped from 707 to 687 over the past 24 hours, but intensive care admissions increased by 1 to 80. Meanwhile, Queensland reported 21 deaths, the highest reported in the state on a single day throughout the pandemic. The state's Chief Health Officer, John Gerard, says the deaths are concerning, as four of those who died had not been vaccinated and only two had received the booster.
It distresses me greatly every day to be reporting on older Queenslanders who are dying without having received the booster. That third dose of vaccine is absolutely critical in protecting us, particularly older people, from more severe disease, hospitalisation and death.
There are 727 people in Queensland hospitals, a decline from 798 on Friday, while the number of people in ICU dropped by 6 to 46. New South Wales reported 18 deaths and 8,389 new COVID-19 cases, down from just over 10,000 on Friday. There are currently just over 2,300 patients in hospitals across the state, down from almost 2,500 on Friday and 152 in ICU. The last time New South Wales recorded a daily case rate of less than 10,000 was on the 28th of December. The latest figures come as New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns calls on the federal government to stop infighting and focus on improving the country's health system. Mr. Minns says the Omicron wave was having a profound effect on people's jobs and health, and more planning was needed to contain its impact.
Politics can come and go, but we need to get these policy settings right. Very concerned the level of infighting within the Liberal Party is getting to a crisis level and occupying everybody's time and effort when the effort needs to be on the people of New South Wales and Australia.
New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet has offered support to the federal government to raise booster vaccination rates in aged care. It follows Defence Minister Peter Dutton's comments that troops could be deployed to aged care homes to help with the sector's staffing crisis. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said that defence personnel were not a shadow workforce, despite some aged care providers saying they would welcome the assistance. Mr. Perrottet says that while aged care is the federal government's responsibility, the New South Wales government is ready to do whatever it can to help.
We know that the booster shots rate in aged care facilities is not where it should be. Now, it's a very complex area as well. It's not easy. And as I've always said, any support the state can provide to assist the federal government, we will.
And the ACT recorded one death, the 28th of the pandemic in the territory, and 372 new cases. It's the lowest daily case number since the 31st of December, and 63 people are in hospital, with one in ICU. For more information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.